The Mixed and Augmented Reality Conference and Exhibition, XRWA, is back for its fifth year, showing off some of Western Australia's best VR, AR and gaming talent. The festival is full of great talks, panels and activities for you to try out the latest tech, but to also hear from industry professionals. Richard Sawada is the director of XRWA and he joins us this morning to chat about this year's event. Good morning, thanks for joining me on The Record.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. I'm sitting outside now, so you might hear some crows and ambient noise, but, you know, that's the beauty of Perth.
We always love a little background sound. Get a little bit of a glimpse of where you are.
Yeah, well, I'm at my hotel right now, which is fantastic, but, yeah, getting everything in place.
It's 5 years on since you kick-started XRWA. How does it feel for you to reach such a significant milestone?
Look, I don't mind saying I'm incredibly proud of the event, especially getting it through the whole COVID period. Same with the Revelation Film Festival as well, which kind of administers XRWA. But yeah, it's really changed its shape a lot since we first did it. It's, for instance, like the event is completely free now for the public and the industry. We don't charge industry to exhibit their wares or anything like that. We don't charge public to come in. That's a really important thing for us. Like, we're almost fully government-funded. Well, we are government-funded through a variety of departments and that sort of thing. And we kind of think, well, look, you know, if we're getting that money, we owe it to the community to do everything we can to make this technology and these ideas as accessible as we can, and look at building a bigger and better industry in the tech sector and the game sector here in WA. And it really seems to be working. Like, last year we had probably about 4,000 people through the door at the museum and the library for the talks and the exhibits and such. And we have, like, I think we have probably about 30 games on show, local and international. We have probably 30 augmented reality works, and probably about 30 virtual reality experiences as well, spread across the venues, plus the talks too. So, yeah, I'm incredibly proud of it. We work very hard to make it as relevant and potent and critical as we possibly can.
It definitely has grown so much from the first year, where it was a couple rooms, conference rooms in a hotel, I think it was, to now being at the library, the museum,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. It was at the Pan Pacific Hotel in the first year. And the whole idea from the very beginning, and it's still the idea now, is that we're trying to build a fully-fledged screen industry conference that embraces traditional screen practice as well, which is now using so much of the base technology of game engines, whether it's in visual effects, whether it's in, you know, real-time effects on set, whether it's like we had a couple of years ago the director of Mortal Kombat, who's making Mortal Kombat 2 right now, he was talking, we were talking in a games-type context around the difference between the film version and the game version of the film. And then he started talking about the way that they visualize the set and the way he works with, like, the designers and the set designers and the cinematographers and all that sort of thing. And he said, look, you know, we conceptualize the film in virtual reality and like the sets, and talk to the cinematographer. It's like, how is this pillar going to work here? Do we, you know, let's make this wider. We're going to need to get through here and that sort of thing. It's like, oh, wow, you know, this is like just applied game engine technology. It's quite phenomenal, the diversity of the software and the hardware. We love integrating all those things so the traditional sector, as long as the developing sector, can see these connections and look at different career pathways and creative pathways. And, you know, this year particularly, we're focused on narrative structures and how to tell stories in a different way, in a completely almost 360 and open-ended way. And that's kind of really revolutionizing the way stories are told in traditional cinema and also in virtual worlds and games. It's a really important thing for us to break down the silos and bring the industry together as much as we possibly can.
So tell us about this year's XRWA. How's the exhibitors and guests shaping up so far?
Yeah, it's really great. We've got Jason Della Rocca coming over from Toronto. He's one of the most well-known sort of mentors in the games sector. So he's doing a number of sessions, like day-long sessions and half-day sessions, looking at how to develop your game business, how to market your games, and how to get funding for what it is that you're doing. So that's a really important thing for us. It's a thing that industry want to know, especially people who are new to the sector, which is one of the reasons why we make the event free as well, because this kind of tech can be expensive to buy and to use. So we want people who are wondering whether this field is right for them to be able to come along and just go and try it out and talk to the makers and such. So we also have Maze Wallen coming from Melbourne, who she's a composer for computer games. So we have her doing a workshop about composing for computer games. We have Alexander Swartz coming from Melbourne also, maybe Sydney. He works with narrative in games and narrative structures. So we have a workshop on developing new worlds, you know, imagining new worlds in games and how to translate that into actual, you know, creative output. So so we have those kind of things. And as well, we have two representatives from Screen Australia, one who's the documentary investment manager, talking about virtual reality and documentary and factual work. And the blurring, the convergence of the two, really. We also have Chad Toprak, who is the digital, the games investment manager at Screen Australia too. So, and we have, you know, a panel with the funding agencies here in Western Australia with the Screen Australia folks talking about, you know, strategy, government strategies in developing the immersive sector and such, because it's moving so fast, as you know, and governments can be unwieldy and a little bit, you know, catch up. So we're talking about those kind of things as well, those strategic imperatives that government has too. So it's quite a dense, you know, program. It covers a lot of material. We're talking about urban planning and architecture and engineering. These are all things that are integrated and very important in our own lives. And understanding them, whether or not you choose to adopt the technology or otherwise, understanding how they work and what the implications are, you know, the first step in mastering the environment in which they work.
There's heaps, like you said, it's a jam-packed program this year. There's heaps of panels, workshops, activities, games for people to play. I saw one of the panels in particular is in relation to artificial intelligence, and it's definitely become quite a big topic over the last year. Do you have any AI-related entries to the festival?
No, the closest we have really is the augmented reality type thing, but the answer is no. But we're talking to artists in that panel and a couple of others actually about the application of AI in fine art and in the art world. So that panel is more a speculative one. It's like how what are the implications of AI in so much of what we do, including writing, like script writing and such, and the user use of AI. Like, you know, I saw the recent Transformers movie fairly recently, and I was watching it. I was thinking, you know what, in 18 months, a film like this is going to be completely generated in AI without people, without script writers, without anything. And so those are the implications. And of course, the writers in the United States have a big, push at the moment about AI and how it can destroy their careers, basically, and fragment the industry in ways that we don't even know may happen. So that panel particularly is a speculative one, looking at the implications of AI across, the screen sector.
And every year since the creation of XRWA, like the AI1 AI panel, you've had some really interesting panels and workshops, and they've been growing every single year to encompass a lot more different topics and speculative ones as well. How important is it for the community to have access to these workshops and panels?
Look, it's, and again, this is one of the reasons why we do it for free, is because a lot of these conferences locally, well, in Australia and internationally, they cost a lot of money to go to. And the access to the guests is often very restricted, but very short-lived as well. You know, you have 15 minutes, 20 minutes talking to these people. So we open that access right up, and we allow, like what I said before, we allow people to give it a crack and kick a few tires and see whether it's for them, whether they like it or not, whether, you know, how to experiment with the technology, because the changes are made by people who are experimenting and fiddling with the wires under the table. So that's, you know, a really important thing for us. And I don't mind saying that the Western Australian industry, like, it's a very competitive industry nationally and internationally. And the support of games and virtual reality and such from the government agencies is still developing. And we have to move very quickly with ideas and with ambitious thinking and experimental thinking and move very fast, because it's getting away. And so that's one of the underpinning things of XRWA as well, is to introduce these ideas, to provide the opportunity for screen artists and the public to experiment with stuff and try it out and build a community that's collaborative and, you know, critically minded to really propel the sector forward here, because it is quite fragmented, and nothing wrong with the people or anything like that involved, but it's a very siloed area across VR and games and such, and we want to just break all that down and build a single critical mass.
We've been talking this morning all about the Mixed Reality Festival, XRWA, which is about to return for its fifth year. Before we let you go, though, as I said, it's your fifth anniversary of XRWA. You've achieved some amazing things over the 5 years. But how do you hope it will grow over the next 5 years?
Well, we're investing quite a lot of intellectual energy and financial support to actually be producing work. So over the last, since 2020, we've produced and commissioned six VR works in WA. So we've invested about $250,000 of non-government money into creating a whole range of works. And they've employed probably upwards of 100 people, maybe around 100 people in the production. So for us, it's not just about exhibiting the work and providing the platform for people to talk about it, but we are producing things, and we've got a few other things on the go as well in the production side of things. So that's kind of probably one of our primary directions, because it is very difficult for screen artists who are working in the area with non-narrative forms and experimental forms to access money from government sources, because things are moving so quickly and it is experimental. So for us, providing that kind of, you know what, I like that idea, let's see what we can do with that, and so providing the opportunity for people to make and learn physically is probably our priority area.
Well, Richard, thank you once again for joining me on the program. It's always great to get you on and have a chat about the festival, but also about mixed reality in general.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. I would say people are going to the website. It's being reloaded as we speak, so you can see everything within the next hour or so again. Yeah, but thanks for the opportunity and the support too.
Thank you so much. That was Richard Sawada, Festival Director of XRWA, telling us all about this year's Mixed and Augmented Reality Festival. It will be celebrating